This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Hurst. As protests against Israel's war in Gaza continue at college campuses around the country, police are getting involved. This morning, hundreds of police entered the encampment at UCLA in Los Angeles. Reporter Steve Futterman has more from the scene.
There are new announcements being given as we speak to those inside the encampment, telling them that this is an illegal assembly, urging them to leave, telling them that they do face possible arrest. And as I'm talking, a new group of officers marching by, around three dozen of them. Law enforcement seems poised to move in. You may hear chanting in the background. These are several hundred supporters of those inside the encampment, but they are being kept far away. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman on the UCLA campus in Los Angeles.
In Arizona, state lawmakers repealed the Civil War era near total abortion ban. This after two Republican state senators broke with their party. The bill now goes to Governor Katie Hobbs, who's expected to sign it today. Meanwhile, Democratic voters are increasingly supportive of abortion rights and increasingly motivated by the issue. That's according to a new report from the Public Religion Research Institute. NPR Sarah McCammon reports those findings align with the results of election exit polls since the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade almost 2 years ago.
A majority of voters, 64%, say they support legal access to abortion in most or all cases. Public Religion Research Institute CEO Melissa Deckman says a majority support abortion access, even in many states where the procedure is heavily restricted.
So the policies that are being enacted in many red state legislatures where Republicans control majorities are clearly out of step with what the citizens in those states would like to see.
The poll found that Democrats say they're increasingly motivated by the abortion issue. That's especially true for women and younger voters, two groups who lean toward the Democratic Party. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
The hush money trial of former President Donald Trump continues in a New York courtroom today. He's accused of paying off an adult porn star to stay quiet during the 2016 election. He denies the charges. And there will be another hearing this morning on whether or not he once again violated the gag order to not attack witnesses, jurors, or those closely connected to the case. At a rally in Wisconsin yesterday, Trump railed against that order.
Unconstitutionally gagged. He gagged me. So I'm not even supposed to be, I would say, talking to you because he gagged me.
Prosecutors want $1,000 fines for each of four comments he made that they say violated that order. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The death toll from a partial highway collapse in southern China has risen to at least 48. State media reports say the road gave way in the aftermath of heavy rain. NPR's John Ruich in Shanghai has more.
The government says around two dozen vehicles tumbled down a landslide after the hilly stretch of highway gave way in the pre-dawn hours on Wednesday. Hundreds of rescue workers were deployed to the site, and aerial images in state media showed the road with a chunk about 60 feet long and two lanes wide missing. Torrential rains have pounded parts of southern China in recent weeks. There have been reports of flooding, and tens of thousands of people have been evacuated from susceptible areas in Guangdong province. State media say 30 people were injured in the road collapse. None have life-threatening conditions, but the local authorities have called for blood donations. The incident happened just as China was starting a five-day holiday, during which hundreds of millions of people are expected to travel. John Ruich, NPR News, Shanghai.
Ford is recalling nearly a quarter million Maverick small pickup trucks because the taillights may not work. The automaker says a computer can falsely detect too much current on one or both of the lamps, meaning they will stay dark. This recall covers certain trucks made between 2022 and 2024. Ford says it has no reports of crashes or injuries because of the problem, and that headlights, turn signals, and brake lights all still work. U.S. futures contracts are trading higher this morning. Dow futures are up about 0.3%. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor VCU Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center, who, as an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the country's top 4%, is unconditionally committed to keeping loved ones in their lives. MasseyCancerCenter.org/comprehensive.